Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel Broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Thursday edition of the Sounds of Faith. We thank you so much for tuning us in again today, and we appreciate it so much. We'll certainly have a lot of good music today and prayer time, our truth for today. And, of course, we'll go back to our study and look at one of the second of the three things that God tells us in Matthew chapter number 6 not to worry about. And we'll look at that here in a little while, but we got a lot of good singing to get to before that. And we'll pray together and have a good time here, hopefully. Hopefully, I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying our time together here in worship on this broadcast day. And I pray that you'll just sit back, if you can, for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the program and pray with us, pray for us. And we'll get right into it with the Bible Believers Quartet singing Up Ahead. Amen. Brother Danny Molinax singing the lowdown part. Amen. Hope you'll be blessed by this.
This road I'm on is straight and narrow, but it leads to a better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I'll walk each day with sweet assurance and I'll safely reach my home.
Up ahead,
ahead, there's joy and gladness and rest for the weary soul.
Up ahead,
ahead, there's peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole.
One day
I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
While on this road I get so weary and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me find my way.
As I climb each hill and cross each valley, by his hand I'm daily led.
But I won't look back, I'm gonna keep right on walking, for I know what lies ahead.
Up ahead,
ahead, there's joy and gladness and rest for the weary soul.
Up ahead,
ahead, there's peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole.
One day
I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Up ahead,
ahead, there's joy and gladness and rest for a weary soul.
Up ahead,
ahead, there's peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole.
One day
I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Amen. Up ahead. Amen. There's joy and gladness. Amen. Praise his name. The Bible Believers Quartet, amen. Great job there, fellas. Amen. All right. Well, I was going preaching when they sung that at church. That's the first time I'd heard them sing it. Amen. On the CD here today. And that's a great job there. Amen. Amen. Well, let's see. How about come on by and visit with us here at Faith? If you don't have a church home, we invite you to come by and pay us a visit. We'd love to have you come in any of our services. Of course, this coming Lord's Day is our next scheduled services at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. We'd love to have you come and pay us a visit. Amen. And, of course, we have Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7. Amen. Then, of course, this coming Monday night starts our still old-fashioned teen camp meeting here at the church. Revival time. Amen. Cody's on Monday night. Eddie White on Tuesday night. Terrell Hopkins on Wednesday. Mark Stroud from Wahoo Baptist Church. Amen. I like it. Wahoo Baptist. Amen. Be preaching Thursday night. Then on Friday night, Brother Tony Hudson. Amen. From Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Amen. Praise God. They'll be coming in and preaching on Friday. And we'll be serving some food after the Friday night service, just the Friday night service, for our visitors, the teenagers as well. And looking forward to this still old-fashioned teen camp meeting. So that'll be 7 o'clock each night next week. And we have a nursery, full and staff nursery for your little ones. So I'd love to have you come and visit with us. Maybe you have a church home. Maybe you'd like to come visit Faith, but maybe you've never had an opportunity because you've always been at your church where you ought to be. Amen. But if you you want to come by and hear some singing like you hear on the broadcast, it'll be going on with adult choir to be singing. Young adults, I'm sure, will be singing. And so don't forget about this still old-fashioned teen camp meeting next week. Amen. Well, here's a good song we just started singing. Amen in the choir. I'm glad. I thank God I've got a Bible. Amen.
The precious word of life, needing strength for my weary soul. How often has the voice of God addressed the sin in me as he draws me close and makes me whole. In the darkest hours of life I face, I've been healed by the word. My spirit springs to life anew when I hear from the Lord. The voice of God that speaks from the pages. The truth of God that stands throughout the ages. It's a lamp. By this book, speaking truth when I don't know what to do. It stands unchanging in a world where nothing stays the same. It's a constant light for whatever we go through. It was true back then. It's true today. You can build your life upon it, the foundation upon which I stand. I'm thankful I can say that it's the voice of God that speaks from the pages, the truth of God that stands throughout the ages. It's a lamp, it's a light, it's the very bread of life, a source of comfort, cheer, and my heart's delight. I'm so thankful that I have a Bible. salvation. And tomorrow when I open up that precious book again, it still will be everything I need. The voice of God that speaks from the pages,
the truth of God that stands throughout the ages, is a lamp, is a light, is the very bread of life, a source of comfort, cheer, and my heart's delight. I'm so thankful that I have a Bible.
Amen. I have the Bible. Amen. That's, if there's any question mark about what you think we're talking about, we're talking about the King James Bible. Amen. And that is God's preserved word for us today. We believe that. We make no apology for that. And I make no apologies for that. And I believe we got the word to back up the word. Amen. Amen. Well, speaking of the word, we're going to have a word from the Lord here. And our truth for today. And we'll take it out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 64. Isaiah 64 and verse number 6. The word of God says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. That doesn't do much for our self-esteem, does it? But that's true. Our righteousness are filthy rags, and all we are do fade as the leaf, and our iniquities like the wind are taken away from us. You know, we cannot and should not rely on our own righteousness to save us. Outside of Christ, there is no chance of righteousness. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. As we approach God today in prayer time, just like we're fixing to do, we're not approaching in our own righteousness or our own ability. We're coming in the robe of God's righteousness, Christ's righteousness, and in his name we pray, right? Can you join me in prayer for a moment? As we pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you, thanking you for the righteousness that we have in Christ Jesus. Not in ourselves, not anything that we can boast of, but it's in thee. And it's that righteousness that we approach today. It's in that blood that we claim today. And even for forgiveness of sin of this hour, of anything that may be in our heart or mind or thought process that may not be right. Forgive us, I do pray, O God. Now, Lord, I'm asking you, God, today to cleanse every stain. And, Lord, I want to say thank you for your blessings. Thank you for all that you've done for us. God, you've been good to us, and we have no complaints. Lord, I'm thankful today for the goodness of God. I'm thankful for our dear audience that are listening today here on the Sounds of Faith. We pray for them, though we don't know who and where and what station they may be hearing us on today. We pray for them, particularly today, personally, that you would bless each and every listener that's hearing the sound of this old preacher's voice. I pray, God, that you'd touch them in a special, special way. Now, Lord, as we play a couple more songs from the church here, and then we turn our mind again to the Word of God, I pray, God, that you'll speak to us from that word and through that word, I pray. Thank you again for all that you're doing and all you're going to do and all you've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Well, we're going to hear from our youth choir. Amen. I think this is the youth choir. This is first grade through sixth grade. Amen. They're going to be singing an old song for you, which still brings new blessings today. And it's entitled, Thank You, Lord. Amen.
For making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue, thank you, Lord, for every sparrow that sings, makes sweet melodies, the rivers that flow, the rain and the snow, thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. For everything that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
For my home and family, for the joys you're giving me, shoes on my feet and plenty to eat, thank you, Lord. For the church where I worship and pray, for the freedom that I have today, your spirit I feel, your presence so real, thank you, Lord, for being a friend so dear, giving my sad heart cheer, for holding my hand when I could not stand, thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me on a cross at Calvary, for taking my place, your mercy and grace, thank you, Lord.
Truly, we need to thank the Lord. Amen. Well, here's Brother Justin and the girls going to sing, God Makes No Mistakes.
God never moves without purpose or plan. When trying his servant and molding a man, give thanks to the Lord, though your testing seems long. In darkness he giveth a song. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistakes, he knows at the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. I could not see through the shadows ahead, so I looked at the cross of my Savior instead, and I bowed to the will of the Master that day. Then peace came and tears fled away. Oh, and now I can see that testing comes from above. God strengthens his children and purges in love. And my Father knows best, and I trust in his care. Through purging, more fruit I will bear. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistakes, he knows at the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold.
Amen. Amen. I've enjoyed all the good singing today. I hope it's been a blessing and a help to you today. And we're looking now in the Word of God in Matthew chapter 6. We've been here all week, and we're just going to focus in on verse 27. We was in verse 25 and 26 yesterday and saw the first thing that God teaches us here not to worry about, and that was food. Seems so trivial, but you know it's a reality, amen? But in verse 27, a statement is made here. Notice Jesus says, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Now, for years, I've preached and I've mentioned this. I've heard it mentioned that the verse is talking about man wishing he was taller, or maybe adding some length to his stature. But there is a spiritual application here as well. And I believe that I can see in this verse, don't worry about the future. And, you know, a cubic is the distance basically from your elbow to the tip of your finger, which is usually about 18 inches. And it comes from the same Greek word that we would get a word that you talking about the span of your life. So let's apply that spiritually. Let's apply that practically and not just physically. I don't believe we'll do violence to the scriptures in doing that. In that case, is there's not one thing we can do that's going to add any span to our life. You say, well, I jog and I take vitamins and I work out. Well, that may be good and that may keep you physically fit and may help the quality of your life. But hey, when God says the time is up, it's up. I don't care if you're feeble or if you're strong, if you're mighty or if you're weak. It doesn't make any difference. When God determines that, then our time will be up. God does determine the bounds of a man's life. You know, you can look in the study of the book of Job and see about that. You know, I'm sure that you can improve. And of course, I need to do that. But you know what? When it comes to the Apostle Paul, wasn't it said of the Apostle Paul, he finished his course? In other words, he went as far as God said he had to go. People that die, some die young, some die middle-aged, some die old. Some die sick, some die tragically, some die without any explanation at all. But you know what, friend? That bound is set by God himself. You know, you can improve your quality of life. You can improve your labor of your life, but not the span. Now, think about it like this. It's almost a flip side of a coin. This verse, I believe, says we can't add to our life, but there are verses that tell us that we can shorten it. You may not add to the span, but you can shorten the span by being disobedient to your parents. That's in the book. By, you know, not giving heed to the word of God. That's in the book. But you know what, friend? When it comes to worry, there's no need worrying about dying. I know some people right now that they're so worried about dying that they can't focus on living. And friend, that's a trick of the devil to get in your mind. Whether you have a day, whether you have a year, whether you have another 50 years, I don't have no idea the span of my life. And to be honest with you, I do not want to know the day of my parting. I would not. Some people like to know that. I don't want to know that. But I will say this. Don't worry so much about that you forget to live for God today and have faith in God today. You know, Hebrews 9:27 calls death an appointment. You can change an appointment at the doctor's office or with some other business, but you ain't not going to change or you're not going to step out. There's none of us that's going to step out on that appointment of death. It is appointed, and a man wants to die. But you know what? Hey, be right with God. Live for God daily. Worship him in spirit and in truth, and you won't have to worry about dying. You don't have to worry about the future. So yesterday we looked at don't worry about food. Don't worry about the future. We'll continue this tomorrow and finish up the week on the subject of what's wrong with worry. I pray that you'll have a great day, a restful night, and be back with us again tomorrow on this same station or on the internet for another Sounds of Faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.